Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Tony Khan's big announcement was that he has bought Ring of Honor.
A backstage update on Tony Khan buying Ring of Honor and how the ROH guys found out about it.
We will tell you about Tony Khan's plans for Ring of Honor after that.
And could we get a second big announcement from Tony Khan in the future? I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
A lot of AEW stories on this one, understandably so. We've got a more WWE-centric news video coming out this afternoon.
Indeed.
Which has some very interesting stuff on Triple H, on Asuka, a bunch of other things. But for now, we're going to have to talk about Tony Khan buying Ring of Honor, because that was the announcement last night on Dynamite. He opened the show in the ring. He did that voice he does when he cuts a promo.
Nine days.
That voice.
I'm
not Shane McMahon. It's an interesting turn he takes when he's on camera. But yes.
I'll have what he's having.
That's the announcement. Tony Khan's bought Ring of Honor. He confirmed this himself. Rare on-camera appearance. But the purchase includes all Ring of Honor assets, basically. The sought-after video library, some intellectual properties, and pretty much everything else. Khan has issued a statement. AEW have put out a press release. The full version of that's on our website if you want to check that out. Has comments from Joe Koff, who is Koff, eh?
It's Coffin
Joe.
Why do they have to have funny names?
It's a quality one, isn't it? Kayleigh Silken, he's another Ring of Honor guy. Mm-hmm. Silken and Koff sounds like a law firm, doesn't it?
Silken, you're going outside the bounds of this. Hey, Koff, you know what? You know, I just gotta go bust this case wide open.
What I was trying to say is that there's comments from Joe Cotton. That's all good. What's the point of these videos?
You know what we're doing? We're milking the silky.
There you go. Jesus Christ. But there you go. That's the news. The show then seeped into a fun Ring of Honor callback. Chris Daniels versus Bryan Danielson, both of whom were in the first ever Ring of Honor main event in February 2002 with Loki. He wasn't mentioned, probably too busy dressed up as Hitman. That was a nice callback. That's the big news. Here we are. It's an interesting one for sure. I've never been particularly fond of just the consolidation of the wrestling business, right? And everyone buying everyone and one guy running the show. But this is a little different because Ring of Honor's business has been cratering pretty much since the G1 Supercard in Madison Square Garden. Things have been on decline since then. The pandemic hit. They did the very noble and honourable thing of paying everyone all the way through the pandemic.
They
were very good to their employees throughout the whole deal. However, this financially was a big issue for them. Their business has cratered. Their financials have cratered. They announced, of course, last year that it would be no longer a full-time concern. They were going back to a less regular schedule. It's going to be ran more like an indie, like back in the day. No more contracted talent. So it's a bit different. If this ends up as the possibility that it's another opportunity for more people to earn money as full-time pro wrestlers, it is going to be a good thing. And as a fan, I'm just excited. I love the classic Ring of Honor era in the 2000s. Responsible, of course, for the breakouts of guys like CM Punk and Bryan Danielson and Samoa Joe and the Briscoes and loads of others. It's a very exciting tape library for Tony to have.
And they've got All In now, haven't they?
They've got All In now, theoretically, as well. So I'm not really, to me, does this qualify as a huge announcement? I don't care. That's a boring conversation.
Yeah, if you're asking that.
Yeah, take a seat.
That's not a thing, by the way.
That's the influencer right here. But yes, there we go. Ring of Honor's been bought by Tony Khan.
Yeah, really intriguing this. Exciting to see what happens next. We'll be talking more about it in the next few stories, probably the next few days. We're also going to be doing a podcast with myself and the Dadly Boys, who have far better takes on all this than I do. So make sure you watch out for that. Probably this afternoon-ish. Sometime today, probably.
Probably next week.
Yeah, indeed. Further updates, though, from Fightful Select. No crap, just Sap. Sean Ross Sap of Fightful Select. Apparently, Tony Khan, AEW, whatever conglomerate you want to call this off or under, wasn't the only ones in there for Ring of Honor. Apparently, the Sinclair and Ring of Honor Chief Operating Officer, Joe Koff, who Andy mentioned earlier, also received an offer from another party and wanted to go in that direction. But ultimately, that basically didn't happen. And as far as Ring of Honor talent, like you say, it's been a bit of a weird contract situation. Yeah. But people who you know, either previously or currently work for Ring of Honor...
booked for Supercard of Honor.
People, yeah, who were booked for that. And it'd be very intriguing as well to see what they do, because they were going to do some TVs after that, I think.
Yes, that's right.
So it'll be intriguing to see what they do next following this announcement. But they found out when Tony Khan made the announcement on Dynamite. They are, you know... they've released a lot of contracted employees in December. It'll be, like you say, fascinating to see not just what Ring of Honor turns into now, speculation, which I'm sure Andy's going to talk about in a second, but also what they do, because there is a fantastic roster of people who either currently work or have just previously worked for Ring of Honor. And I know I sit here and say, all right, that's enough, no more signings, AEW. Well, you've got a whole new promotion now.
It's interesting, because a long-held criticism, and an increasingly viable one because the roster keeps growing, is that AEW has too many wrestlers for its television. It produces 3 hours of television on TNT and TBS every week, but it has a lot more wrestlers, which leads to people being off TV and working Dark and Dark Elevation exclusively. If Ring of Honor is to continue as a weekly show, well, they can now appear on that show as well. So it should hopefully open doors for people like that, people who aren't making Dynamite and Rampage every single week. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like that might be part of the plan. Oh. So there's no word on whether or not the syndication, because Ring of Honor went out on Sinclair. Sinclair Broadcasting were, of course, the group who owned Ring of Honor before the Tony Khan purchase. So we don't know if that TV show is going to continue just yet. But we've got a report here from Cassidy Haynes of Bodyslam.net, who cash mines back a few months. He broke the Bryan Danielson to AEW story.
So no pains. Just
so Cassidy's obviously got some good sources on things like this, and he's talking about it here, saying that internally, developmental territory, that's the kind of vibe we're going for here. So current plans call for brand to serve as something of a developmental territory. I can't speak today for AEW. You know what I'm trying to say, even if I can't actually say it. Right? This will involve talent considered part of AEW's main roster, I guess their core talent group, being used in Ring of Honor from time to time. So that's about where we are with it. There's no more details on that. I could definitely see that being like a good idea. Mm-hmm. Like if you kind of run it like the old NXT show, like 2015, 2016 era, where it was like a little bit more condensed than what it is now. And it was like, you're going to see some good matches from some good wrestlers, but you're also going to see some prospects coming through. People you've never heard of. You're going to see some of them are going to land, some of them are not going to land, but let's try them out. Let's grow them. Let's do these classes. Let's do this training. Let's give them experience working on TV. AEW could use a developmental territory. Whether or not Ring of Honor is the best use for that, you make your own mind up. But speak.
Yeah, I think that's probably the right idea. Either that or Ring of Honor 2.0. Let's get some color in there. Let's get... I don't know if that's quite the right idea.
Let's not take the NXT approach, though.
But yeah, I think you're right with everything you just said there, especially with this roster that they've got, because, you know, I think the reason why I complain about how big the roster is because, you get all these people and some of them will disappear for weeks on end. People say, whoa, they've been on Dark and Dark Elevation. I'm not watching it.
That's the thing. They haven't, you know, Dark and Dark Elevation have condition people into not being... they're skippable shows is what I'm 100%. Trying to say, right? You know, you're going to see some squashes, you might see... and that's not to discount the work that goes on there, because the wrestlers obviously work hard, but AEW hasn't done anything to go, hey, you need to watch this show. Maybe if they have another property, Ring of Honor, they can do that. The company will be producing a lot of content coming out of this, it sounds like. Maybe Tony's going to need some help, but we'll see how it pans out. Either way, like, the fanboy nerd in me is pretty happy with this news.
Got a very interesting question regarding Ring of Honor to get to in the Twitter question in just a few minutes' time.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before that, though, a report from Handy Andy. Andrew's area. That's what everyone calls
Handy
it, right?
Handy Andy, that's well known for... for that nickname, yes.
Was that Changing Rooms he was on?
He was, yeah, with
it's a callback
Lawrence
there.
Llewellyn Bowen.
Andrew Zarian of the Mattmen Pro Wrestling Podcast, Wrestling Observer, of course. Brilliant guy, great reports on this sort of thing. And we talked about the fact that there could be a sort of second announcement coming, because a lot of speculation sort of late last night on Twitter I saw prior to Dynamite surrounded a streaming service for AEW, which would make a lot of sense in... conjunction, is that the right word I'm thinking of?
Dysfunction.
With the picking up of Ring of Honor and the tape library there. And it could well be an agreement between AEW and HBO Max. According to Zarian sources, a deal has been agreed between these two parties. So we're sort of getting the Kinder Surprise of AEW announcement. Two announcements in one, potentially.
I love Kinder Surprise. Ooh. Kinder products, all of them are delicious.
It was three surprises in one, wasn't it? Although, what was the third surprise?
I'm not sure.
You got chocolate on the outside, white chocolate on the inside.
And then the gimmick in the toy.
So it's the first surprise, there's chocolate.
I guess, yeah. You're unwrapping that, and then when you crack it open, there's another type of chocolate.
And then
you get the little gimmick.
They're not allowed them in America, are they?
No, because like babies eat them and stuff.
Unlucky!
American babies, certified dumbasses.
Yeah, you know what it is. True bear!
Streaming platform for AEW.
It's all over the place. It is
insane. It wouldn't really impact us here in the UK because HBO Max isn't a thing here.
No.
But yeah, it would obviously be good for their business if they can strike a deal to that effect. So yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's what we need, I think, next in terms of AEW. You want a streaming service.
With the Ring of Honor library on it. That'd
absolutely, awesome. Yeah. What an incredible added bonus that would be. Yeah. But let us know your thoughts on the announcement and the potential announcement of more stuff in the comments section below. And we will get to your Twitter questions now at WhatCultureWWE. First question today comes from Ryan Ahard, who says, who would you like to see Hook face in his first Dynamite match? I think Darby would be the perfect opponent for him.
Darby's interesting. I would have actually said QT, but yeah, they're doing it on the pape this weekend, aren't they? I thought that would have been like a nice, easy thing to just slot onto the post-Revolution episode of Dynamite. But it doesn't matter either way. Give him an annoying heel. Just give him an annoying heel who he can shut up and beat up. And, someone who's going to be brash and come out and go, ah, Hook, you suck and I'm really annoying because that's my character, to be annoying. And then Hook can kick his ass. Ethan Page, there we go. Boom.
I really like that idea. I thought you were going to go in a different direction, so I'm just going to steal that. Exactly what Andy said, but the name should be Sean Spears.
Good as well.
Yes.
Very good.
But let us know who you'd like to see Hook face on Dynamite. And yes, very excited to see him on the, what are they calling it? Pre-show, kickoff show, the bit before the pape on Sunday, which we'll be doing a live stream for. Do join us.
It's called The Fiend.
Being good. I'm being good today. Edward Shiraz, Anne's regular contributor. Love to hear from you, as always, Ed. Gives us our second question today, saying, g'day, gents. I won't do the accent. I'll be good.
Yeah,
today. I've got it for something special for the Anne finally. We've got to pace ourselves. Could Cody Rhodes still pivot and run a version of Ring of Honor? Not like Shane O'Mac stealing it from TK, but TK just letting him run that show. Thanks, Jet. And P.S. Penny says hello. First of all, good girl.
Yeah.
Second of all, what do you reckon to that? All this speculation that he could lead a Ring of Honor invasion.
Sean Ross Sapp talked about this on the Fightful Pulse show after last night's episode of Dynamite, saying the person who'd said that Tony's buying Ring of Honor had maybe suggested that this is something that could potentially happen, and a lot of fans have been speculating on it as well. I still think that Cody Rhodes is going to end up back in WWE for a match. I don't think any of that stuff has been a work. It's a pretty interesting thing to think about, and as Sean pointed out on his show, it would fit Cody's desire to follow in Dusty's legacy as a booker. But if I'm a betting man, and I'm not putting money on it.
Pasty betting man, that's as much as far as we go.
Do you want to do that?
No, because we both agree. I don't think it's happening either. And I have had
sugar.
I don't need any more invasion storylines for quite
and
some time.
And I don't
time.
Need the invasion of further pasties into my belly either. So yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah, it could happen, but I reckon he's going to show up on WWE quite soon. My suggestion initially when the speculation started a few weeks back was that he was going to show up on this week's SmackDown just in time to take all the attention away from Revolution, basically.
Screw your pay-per-view.
It feels like a sort of cynical thing that WWE
I would do that. If I was WWE, I would 100% do that. Yeah.
So keep your eyes peeled for that one. But I don't see him running Ring of Honor. But like we keep saying, going to be a podcast about it today. Fascinating to see what they do next with that promotion. We're going to move on to the final question today. Whilst you're answering this, I'm going to head off because I've got to prepare for something for the end finally. Dan, not Danny Spencar, says, should Claudio Castagnoli be the first Ring of Honor champion of the new era? Over to you, Andy.
Interesting proposition. He obviously has history in Ring of Honor, and if you wanted to install somebody in that role who has been with the company before and harks back to the glory days and all of that, short of, I don't know, giving it to Bryan Danielson, I think Claudio is a really good choice. I would like to see Jonathan Gresham continue, have a nice run with that belt that he still holds. I think he worked his ass off for that company, particularly over the past year or so. He's a great wrestler, and I think he deserves that spot. But if you're going to bring someone in from the past, Claudio's a really good... What are you doing?
So what day is it today, Andy?
It's World Book Day.
It's World Book Day, which is why I've come to work as me, Mickey Sidgwick. You know what he says? Hey, it's me, Mickey Sidgwick. That's daft. Michael Sidgwick's brilliant book, Becoming All Elite, The Rise of AEW, still available right now. Hey, hang on, I'll make the costume even better. There you go. Now it's a hat.
You stupid.
Now it's a hat. Let us know your thoughts on this. I've stolen his coat. I don't even know I was taking it. Let us know your thoughts on all of this and everything else we've talked about in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from for Daily Wrestling Podcast. I don't even know if I'm looking at the camera. These glasses are really weird. Daily Wrestling Podcast, we're reviewing Dynamite. We're talking all about Ring of Honor, obviously, as I said later on today. You can follow us and let us know your Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. You can follow him at Handy H. Murray. The H stands for Happy Book Day, World Book Day. You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. You can follow Michael Sidgwick at M Sidgwick and buy his brilliant book, Becoming All Elite, The Rise of AEW. Amazon, basically, is the best place to head for it.
Good hat.
Also, a very good hat. It kept me dry.
There you go.
Right, for now, this has been the news. Thanks to him. Thanks to you for watching. We'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.